Okay, gentlemen, some interesting halachas tonight. We'll be talking about the sitting down, the halachas with regard to the sitting down. We'll be on Tisha B'Av. We'll be talking a little bit about the correct protocol on Tisha B'Av, Tachanun, further halachas. Rabbi Yisai, I have not forgotten my Bli Neder promise. I would like to get to Hilchas Zecher L'Chorban this week. The chances are decreasing a little bit, but I still hope to get there. Rabbi Yisai, Simon Tov Kuf Nun Tes. Suggestion declined. No. Okay, we are up to Simon Tovkuf Nun Tes, Seif Gimel, bottom of page 68 in the Dish editions of the Mishneh Berurah. Leil Tisha B'Av, on the night of Tisha B'Av, Ve Yoimoy, and the day. Yoishvin beveis haknesses, you sit in shul, lo oretz, on the ground, at tfilas mincha, until tfilas mincha. Okay. Ve'achshav no'agun, nowadays the custom is, leishav tzal tzav salem, we do sit on the benches, on the chairs, miyad, immediately, acha sheyotzu, mibeis haknesses, after leaving the shul, shachis in the morning, and we extend the recitation of the kinois ad until me'at kolim chatzois, until just before chatzois. Okay.
Hold on.
Ve'ein madlikin neirois balaylo. We do not put on lights properly or generously balaylo by night. We don't switch on all the lights. Kim ner echod. Only one light, one candle. Only loyma. Do we have sufficient light to say kinois ve'echo? Okay, quite a lot of halachas over here. So let's go slow. First halacha that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, sit on the floor. Now, before we address the question until when, we're going to define exactly what I mean. What does that mean to sit on the floor? Why do we sit on the floor? Sif Katan Yud and Mishnah Berurah, two lines from the bottom. Yoishvin, dum yede ofel like a mourner. A mourner sits on the floor. Called Shiva, the entire Shiva. But it's not as bad as the five Inuyim, which we know. Therefore, you don't have to do it the whole day, but only half day. So, Rabbi Yisai, Yeshiva Lakaka. It is interesting. And it's various approaches in Mefashim why. It is interesting that we don't exactly speak out what does it mean on the ground. Define ground. In other words, I know that if I sit on the floor, that's good. And that's probably what most even did throughout history of Klal Yisrael. But what about if it's a very low chair? Four tefachim. Where do you get four tefachim from? Made it up. All right. Okay. That's good. You know, you say that when Rashi says, you know, when Rashi says in Chumash, when in Shas a few times, Rashi says libi oimeli. Heart tells me. So you say that when you can't argue with that. When Rashi says libi oimeli, there's a mesorah that you don't argue with Rashi. That say libi oimeli. My heart tells me why. Because if Rashi comes with a proof. So you can discuss the proof, you can negotiate, you can refute the proof. You know, the proof may be a good proof or not a good proof. But if he says, Libya, I mean, if Rashi comes from his heart of Rashi, you can argue with the heart of Rashi. You know, it's like, you're gonna, so if you're saying, Fort Fakhm, that's your instinct tells you, then it's going to be hard to disprove.
I know the women in France, it's about, no, it used to wear like a certain thing over their back.
Was it?
Used to wear a certain garment over their back.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find out the big day kahuna. What's it called now?
Ephod.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're saying that what that.
So he says at that point.
Libya Omeli. So Rabbi Yisai, we want to know how far. So it's interesting that some of our shem want to. We don't have a clear definition over here, and it's even more surprising, perhaps, that the only ones that start discussing the height of the chair that you may or may not be sitting on His late, his contemporary poiskim. There's nothing much before that. There's no pre-war poiskim discussing the Hadrach. I don't know why. Must have been very self-understood. So either you're going to say what? Either was self-understood that he's literally got to sit on the floor and nothing else is good. Or you're going to say that no, everything which is quite low down is okay. You don't have to be so thin. Point is, you don't sit on a regular chair. So it was self-understood that everything which was a pretty low chair is fine. I don't know. Many Mepharshim want to say that you don't. Some Mepharshim, there's some strict opinion, say that three Tfachim is fine. Why three Tfachim? So here comes a rule that generally, globally, and universally in Shas, we find that three Tfachim find in Shabbos, first break of Shabbos, we find a lot of times. Three Tfachim is considered? Lover to, and therefore what? Lover to the ground, to the karka. Somuch le karka domye. We find that something which is three Tfachim is considered like the ground. It's like the ground. In many areas of Shas, we find that. So therefore, the most stringent opinions say that, of course, ground itself, great. One tefach, two tefachim, three tefachim, he's also okay. Because that's considered ground. So, three tefachim to the ground is considered ground. That's the stringent opinion. And some people want to say that, yeah, you've got to make sure to sit three tefachim within the ground. Many more mafashim, and I would say perhaps the concept, many poskim say, no, don't worry about it. Any low chair is fine as well. A low chair is fine as well, as long as it's lower than your regular kind of seating arrangements. What about sometimes you have in front of the owner kodesh, you've got the step, or perhaps a step in the back, step on the side. What about that? Yeah, step is considered the floor. Step is considered the floor. So that's for sure, okay? Even if it's more than 3 tefachim, a step is considered the floor. So by side, sitting arrangements. You can sit on the floor, take a pillow, that's great. That's probably in many ways ideal. And by the way, those of us who have got back, we feel the back sometimes, it's the best, by the way. Instead of sitting on those small chairs, sometimes it's more comfortable to be on the floor. By the way, I'm just saying that, by the way. Take a pillow on the floor, that's great. Three tefachim chair is good as well, according to all opinions. Higher than three tefachim, that becomes a bit of a machlokes ha'poskim, many poskim are makel. A step is fine as well. We move on. When does it start? Says the Mishnah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Hanu la'oretz, Hanu la'achsh, Anu boch, Shem Amvoyroch, immediately upon replying, boch, Hashem Amvoyroch, You've got to sit down properly. Before that, I know. Yeah, so we often say bashkia. Mishnah says, I think what he's meaning to say is that that you've got to make sure to stand up for Bochu. I don't think he means to say, look, Leil Tisha B'Av, Yoyim Yoshim Beis HaKnesset La'oretz Ad Filas Mincha. I'm not sure he means to exclude before Ma'ariv. He's just, the point that he's making is that by Baruch Hashem Avoyuch, you've got to stand. Now the Mishavur adds as well, and Bachroinim, I'm turning the page, Temut Alaniach, Tachtov, Sakri, Karkot, you know how to put a pillow. That's what, as we discussed now, the low chair is fine as well, and we've just discussed as to whether it's got to be within three tefachim or not. Now, next point was the light. Light, you've got to make sure that it's a little bit dark. One light. What about if you put, what did he say? Shulchan Aruch said, Ve'in madliki neres b'lalokim ner echot. One light. Does it mean that you really got to have one light only? One light only? Or one candle only? You're not allowed to have anything else in shul switched on? No. It does not mean that. What does it mean? Yeah, says the Mishnah in Sifkot Tezvav, that you've got yesh lehadlik ne echot b'chol shchuno shalad atchak yuch b'loy makines la'oyroi. That it should be difficult to read, but still possible to read. The Mishnah, he speaks about the Bris Milah on Tisha B'Av, which I haven't personally ever witnessed. Don't think so. A Bris Milah on Tisha B'Av, you can add extra candles. There is no tachanon and there is no slichas. We don't We don't do tachanun. Mishum de mikimoyit, because it's considered a moyet. It's considered a moyet. V'koirin b'toira. What do we learn? Kisoylit bonim. Gideon, what's the tune? V'maftirin b'yirmiya. The after is yirmiya. Osoif asifeim. For kol hakadeshim, all the kaddish that we say, shomach ha'echad sheyotzin l'mocha basic neset, ein oimrim tiskabel. It would be inappropriate to say kaddish tiskabel. Tiskabel is an element of we've accepted our tefillah. We're not ended without tefillah. You know, we need the chomer still. Tiskabel is inappropriate. We don't say kaddish tiskabel. Vein oimrim kel erchapayim v'loylam natzach. By the way, just a literal footnote. If you look in the old Shulchan Aruch, it's the famous five Alephs. It's the famous five Alephs. It's quite uncommon and quite. In the old Shulchan Aruch, used to say Vav, Aleph, 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 five times. Vav, and then five Aleph, consecutive Alephs. Why? Well, it was an abbreviation for Ein Oimrim Kel Erechapayim. Ein Oimrim Kel Erechapayim. And it was like this for hundreds of years, and the more recent editions they've made it more extended. But even the old Shulchan Aruch and the old Mishnah Berurah, it says Be'ein Oyim El Chapayim. It just says Vav and five olives. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So where do we find five? So Ein Oyim El Chapayim. That's the famous five olives. For Loi Lam Natzach, we do not recite Lam Natzach. For Loi Pitum Aktoris, we also don't say Pitum Aktoris. Guess why? Why don't we say Pitum Aktoris? It's Beis Hamikdash related. It's a bit like rubbing it in, kind of. But it's salt in the wound. You're talking about Pitum Aktoiras and the Beis Hamikdash. Come on, Beis Hamikdash, we're just talking about destruction. We do not change place on Tisha B'Av. What? Changing place? Why would I change place on Tisha B'Av? Ovel changes place. Rachmon Litzlan Ba'aminon, Ovel changes place. So on Tisha B'Av, we're all to some extent an Ovel, but it doesn't go that far that we've got to change places. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbi Ramos says, "V'kol hakadeshim shoyim acha eicha from eicha ad sheyoytzim lemocha mebeis haknesses enom tiskabel." You don't say tiskabel. Ba'mincha, yes, because lemocha mebeis enom tiskabel until you leave the shul the next day, the next morning. The evening. Yeah. No, the morning you do say after, you take a do say in the morning, after Shemana Esrei you do say, yeah. Yeah. Now, Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Seif Koton Tes Zayin, Einum Tachron, Beshachiz Mashkim in Ktsas, a word about the timing of Tisha B'Av davening. On the one hand, the Halacha tells us over here, Beshachiz Mashkim in Ktsas, you've got to do it early. Wake up early. On the other hand, we learned in the earlier Ramah that we don't daven particularly early. We learned a few minutes ago with regards to when you get up, when are you allowed to stand up on the chair? When is that? When are you allowed to get up? After Chatzos. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, Ad Tfilas Mincha. The Ramah says, no. After you leave Shul, look at the top line. Mianach shiotzim besek neses, shachis. Humarichin akinuz, you've had long kinois. And ad me'ad koilim chatzois, until a little bit before chatzois. In other words, you daven shachis, kinois, and you get back home. It's going to be a little bit before chatzois. Before chatzois, you can get up. You can get up already. You don't have to go all the way till chatzois. Now, it is true, many people are machmi and they'll only get up by chatzois. But Ramot tells you don't have to. You can get up, sit on the chair when you come home from shul. But what it does imply is, in terms of the timing, it gives us an idea about the timing of the davening on Tisha B'Av. Because what does it tell us? How do you time the davening? You've got to finish before Chatzos. And this is a bit of a catch 20, because on the one hand, Halach is Mashkim in Ktsas, you've got to daven a little bit early. On the other hand, it's important that you finish. Can't finish at 10 o'clock. You can't finish at 11 o'clock. you've got to finish a little bit before Chatzos, not a lot before Chatzos, a little bit before Chatzos. You get home and you're allowed to stand up from the floor. Why? So there is a famous, I'm going to quote Mashveh here again tonight. Two nights lucky, Mashveh. If you only knew. I've got to tell him. There is a famous, Shari Tshuva, which it says, it's also one of those quizzes, if you ever want to, it's one of those. It says, Vayashkem Avon Bavoyke. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, there is a few days that Mashkim, you have to get up early. What are the 5 days a Yid has to get up early? What are the 5 days? Shulchan Aruch says 5 days. What are they? Yom Kippur, that's one. So Tisha B'Av is one that we have over here. Well, so you mean Hashanah Rabbah? Hashanah Rabbah. Good. Three. What else? Mashkim and Etzlichas. Okay.
One of the
Shulchan Aruch, isn't it? Yeah, Shulchan is a minute. Yeah. It's brought down. Erev Pesach is practical. It's not halacha. Don't think it says you have to get up. It's a good idea. You need to finish off the. Rabbi Sai, the days are Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, and Purim. Now, if you look at Vayashkim Avraham Bavoyke, and that's the Shai Tshuva, and it's brought down in 17 over here. If you wanna have a clue, so it's about so Aleph Avraham Vayashkim Avraham Bavoyke. Avraham got up early. So Aleph is of. Of representing which day? Tisha B'Av. Base represents, it's a hard one, Brias HaOlam. What's Brias HaOlam? Rosh Hashanah. We've got, then you've got Reish, which is for Rabba, Hoshana Rabba. Reish for Hoshana Rabba. You've got Reish is Rabba, which is the great day. What's the great day? No, the greatest day. Yom Kippur, of course. Hey is, as you said, Hoshana Rabba, and Mem is Megillah, which is, of course, Purim. So here you go. Vayashkem Avraham Bavoyke. These are the 5 days Yid. Shulchan Aruch says you've got to get up. I'm repeating. Aleph for off. Tisha B'Av. Beis, Priyas HaOlam, Rosh Hashanah. Reish is Rabba, the great day, meaning Yom Kippur. Hey, Hoshana Rabba. Mem Megillah Purim. Now this is over here quoted in the Shai Tshuva over here in the 17 in our Dishri editions. So that's the way, because over here the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly you've got to wake up early on Tisha B'Av. The because of the earlier Amor, I don't know what time is normally davening on the
late.
It's quite late, right? Mm-hmm. We don't do it. Pardon? Mm-hmm. When Tisha B'Av in Shtibel approximately? Is it late or early than your normal shachis? It is early than normal shachis.
No, I think what we do is we do it 5 to 8,
so
it's 5 minutes before
sunrise. That's brilliant. See, that's done with a. You must have a very capable gabbat Tamid Chacham who has established the luach with a lot of understanding of the Yiddish year, because the Shulchan Aruch says you've got to get up early on Tisha B'Av.
Bye-bye.
I don't remember, but I know that it's later than normal.
It's later than
bye-bye. Normal. Yes.
What about, I heard, I'm not sure if it's right, the day after Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. It is a universally accepted custom that we get up a bit after, on Yom Kippur we get up a bit earlier. You're right. Yeah, but it's not one
the
of those
day
days.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And what you mentioned, Mashkim and Slichas, is also true that you've got Mashlichas must be earlier than. But I might say it's not Vayashkem Avraham, I don't know. Okay, good point. Rabbi said we carry on. Mishabud tells us in. Let me just finish the Sifkot Tezayin, because that's important just to see the whole Mishnebuah. Eino Emrim Tachnun, Beshachis Mashkim Mikitzas, wake up a little bit earlier. Leves Aknesses, Vim Aladiz, Igmurulam Akinus, Zvan Harbekot Mikitzas. If by waking up early, we're going to finish the Kinois. Long before Chatzos, don't get up so early. Don't get up early and then finish davening long before Chatzos. No. Time it sensibly that you're going to finish just before Chatzos. Sifkot Yudches, also in Vasifein Benikun Eicho. That's Sifkot Yudches. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I want to look at Siv Hayhei as well. Peshas the Kinois, during the Kinois, also the Saper Dovan, Velotzeis Lachutz. Don't schmooze during Kinois. Don't schmooze during Kinois. Don't get out, Velotzeis Chutz. Don't get out into the corridor to schmooze during Kinois. Kedusha Leyavsig, Lovoy Mina, Liboy Mina Ovel. You may not. How are we going to translate Yafsig Liboy? Don't interrupt your heart. Don't. From the morning, how should we say it? Interrupt? Yeah. Don't. Like. Lose your concentration and focus from the morning. So don't distract yourself. That's right. For Kolshkein, certain. Even more so, don't do any interactions with Goyim. Because Goy, Stavazai, has got no connection to the Chobim Beis HaMikdash, so it's inappropriate to start having conversations with Goyim. For Nagiloim Aksas Nechomach, Kinois Lipsuk Benachom, and the custom is generally that we do a bit of Sukim of Nechomach after the Kinois. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here a minik, which I'm not familiar with this minik. Rabbi said, does anybody know about this minik brought down in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nechov Beis? I wonder if the also let's have it over. Kolchkin Shira Olai. So Mishnah Berurah, I very much am disturbed by this minik. Ala Meisa Begmash Ktsas Noegim. There is a custom, which is not custom, there's something happening in various places. Some few people, Kalos, they do a silly thing. They throw to each other in shul. Velvin Godlu, it's a very, it's wrong. Don't start throwing things in shul. Tafilu shaloi betishabov also, even on a regular day, you're not allowed to, throw around things. And being lagged-headed in shul, cold skin b'tishav, even more so on tishabov. B'shas kinois, sh'am Yisrael mekoinim al beis Hashem shenechav. Because I saw the mourning and sad about the destruction of the Mikdash. Well, amos shenifsav b'chol oilam mekoinim al beis Hashem shenechav. Don't stop throwing around things on tishabov. What is he talking about? Does anybody know?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
But what about in an ordinary Shabbos when there's a bar mitzvah? The children throw sweets and the women throw sweets.
Yeah, you're right.
Throwing.
Yeah.
Throwing.
It's a good question. Would that be qualified as Kalos Vizoykin Zelazavis Agneses? So it's interesting you're saying that. I actually did see in one particular shul that they were very makbid about that. A takonas from shuls. Some old fashioned shuls had such a takonah. However, the reason why most shuls are fine with throwing sweets is because it seems to be from there's a medrash that tells us that Chassanim were thrown egoizim for Kolius. It seems to be an ancient minik, which seems to be accepted amongst all. Yeah, it's an old custom, so it seems to be fine. Tfadim do what? Yeah. So it seems to be universally accepted.
It's happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it is quite. It is now quite common. So it looks like it's not a bizon based akneshes nowadays anymore. What is this talking about? I heard once. Is it shmatas? Should they throw shmatas in some shul, in chassidish shuls? On Tishabab, something like that?
It
says for stones. Really? From who's he quote?
The Yaivets.
Wow, that's interesting. Throwing stones and rocks at each other on Tishabab and Shul.
I think on Purim did it.
Yeah, so he looks like on Tishabab. They did it above Purim atmosphere. I don't know. So the Maaseh Mishnah doesn't like it. He says, don't do that. Don't do that. Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening. Wow. So we learned, sit on the floor. Like an ovale. You're allowed to get up once you come home from shul. Kinnis should be up till chatzos. Light should be dimmed and darker than normal, but enough that you should be able to read. We don't say tachron. We don't say slichas. Because it's a moyed at the end of the day. We lain ki solid bonim of onos, also vasifem, kaddish without iskabel, and we don't say pitum aktoires. You don't need to change place like a mona. During kinnis, don't be silly. That's it for this evening. Yeah, you mustn't talk and don't throw around things. Okay, a very good evening, Abbai Yisai. Very good evening.